Earlier this month, US President Donald Trump announced his country would officially recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, and that the US Embassy in Tel Aviv would soon relocate to the city. The decision to reverse decades of US policy surrounding one of the most contentious issues between Israel and the Palestinians sent shockwaves across the world. Now a vote will be held among the United Nations' 133 member states over whether to oppose any recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital. So far, President Trump appears unmoved, even signalling during a cabinet meeting that whoever votes against the US will have any financial aid from Washington cut off.
For all of these nations that take our money and then they vote against us at the Security Council, or they vote against us potentially at the Assembly, they take hundreds of millions of dollars and even billions of dollars and then they vote against us. Well, we're watching those votes. Let them vote against us. We'll save a lot. We don't care. People are tired of the United States, the people that live here, are great citizens that love this country. They're tired of this country being taken advantage of, and we're not going to be taken advantage of any longer.
Mr. Trump's intimidating tone comes after the UN Security Council voted 14-1 to condemn his decision, forcing the US to exercise its veto powers and block the move. But because there are no such powers in the UN General Assembly, the US has quickly changed tack. In a memo sent to around 180 member states ahead of the count, US Ambassador to the UN Nikki Haley warned that she and the Trump administration would take note of each and every vote on the issue. Turkey's Foreign Minister Mevlut Çavuşoğlu has slammed the tactic.
Kimin ne oy verdiğini takip edeceğiz.
The Americans say we will track down who voted for what and we will report it to the president. We will gather your names one by one. What will you do by getting these names? Will you allow invasions into those countries as well, or will you punish them? The world has changed. The notion of I am powerful, therefore I am right, has changed. Now the world is rising against the unfair. From now on, no honourable nation, no honourable state will bow to such pressure.
Mr. Çavuşoğlu made the comments in a joint press conference with his Palestinian counterpart Riyad al-Maliki, who also lamented President Trump's words.
This is really a new definition of world order in politics, and it seems that the American administration, they are putting their stamp on a new political reality that many countries will object. Tomorrow we will see how many countries will opt to vote their consciousness. They will vote for justice and they will vote in favor of that resolution.
Reports suggest many US allies are brushing off the rhetoric as an empty threat, but some, including Canada, Hungary and the Czech Republic, might bow to pressure and not support the resolution. Australia's Foreign Minister Julie Bishop says the government is still considering its next move.
Australia is assessing the impact of this proposed resolution. It does not conflict in the main with Australia's position in terms of our support for two-state solution and our support for the political status of Jerusalem being a matter for final status negotiations. However, we look at all of these proposed resolutions in the context of whether they will materially contribute to a lasting and negotiated peace. So we'll make our assessment in that light.
China's foreign ministry spokeswoman Hua Chunying appears to be supporting the resolution.
What I want to say is that the Palestinian issue is at the core of Middle East affairs, including peace in the Middle East. The draft resolution proposed by Egypt inherits the spirit and content of previous UN Security Council resolutions. We call on the UN Security Council and the international community to remain united and make concerted efforts to de-escalate tensions in Jerusalem so we can safeguard the Middle East peace process. China's position on the Palestinian issue has been consistent. We have never wavered in our support for the Middle East peace process and for the Palestinians to resume their righteous cause of pursuing legitimate national interests. This position will never change.
Unlike the Security Council, resolutions made in the General Assembly are not legally binding, but they do reflect world opinion and could lead to another damning assessment of Donald Trump's presidency.